Blog Talk Radio.
Force. Its purpose, to defend human freedom against Cobra, a ruthless terrorist organization determined to rule the world.
Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Jungle of Rider Radio. I'm your host, Abby, your co-host, Gil G. We'll be joining us shortly. But either way, I am so looking forward to WrestleMania. And what you hear in the background is the sound of the dead man. Now, let's go to track. Abomination.
In your
basement, cold in the cut scene. Hey, your loved ones are living single regime. Or I cut your woman leg off, Maybelline. All because an abomination is freed, when all you had to do was just let the freaks bleed. Don't really wanna go there with me, I'm silly with nowhere to be. I'm in love with killing people for nothing, notoriously. Just give me that axe in your seat, split you in half the speed. So you beg me to kill you a little bit faster, please.
Hey, man.
Come the bad guys, start shaking. What the fuck we out here doing now? Some kind of sinking. Treated like a pack of strays, not allowed in. Maybe it's time we gather at the gates and plowed in. You discredit our accomplishments, astonishments. Dark carnival, so deep it's bottomless. We ain't welcome at the banquet, cause nobody vouched for us yet. Here we are grubbing so loud they can't ignore us. What if we became everything they claim we is? We took the show off the game and brought the real biz. I've been called a monster so many times I'm turning green. I'll come get them, make wherever they add a murder scene. They want it, damn it, off the planet, they don't understand it. But then the legend grows, cemented in time harder than granite. The gods chant it for the righteous treated wrong. It was just a song, but we could only take it so long. Abomination.
Wait, silence will bestow upon me soon. Alone, I sit writing this in my bedroom. Candle slicker as the wind blows steady. With shaky hands, my heart weighs heavy. Run it over in my mind and tell myself that I'm ready to upgrade the situation from calm to deadly. Grab the blade and put it to my neck. Start to push it in, nope, not ready yet. Need another second to deliberate, another way to go. Something way more distant and a lot more painful.
survive your death. That's got nothing to do with it.
Trigger happy, I never was too good, what ain't so I always with my brain and I can always be fixed again, so I will try to begin the end from inside. Keep inside my mind and I'm trying, crashing into friends with my ride. But in the end they all died and I'm still alive. Now I couldn't chop every organ that I got, and I hung myself twice and it still couldn't stop. Beating in my chest, going, and I'm hoping that it's over real. I did a balloon the size of a basketball, full of ethanol fumes, it was like perfume. As I'm writing this letter, I'm thinking it'd be better if I let them remember the reason I'm returning to them.
Now that you know that it's time to go, what you gonna write in your death note?
give them a stigmatism and venom and spit them. Something so full of vengeance that everybody you wanna devour the pieces of my enemy cause a cannibalism. Breaking them up in the particles, they get a predicament that be never reversible. Cause a nigga be too versatile, making you nervous. You can never compete with the colonel. I burn you, I'm an immortal, and that's the reason I murder you. Focus on my hocus pocus and make a lick of magic. After I wreck a check it, nigga, respect, I better have it. Cause I'm an anomaly, venom and give a lobotomy. You and the motherfucker challenging my astronomy. Popping, I don't stop with the poppers when the flames on. I'm one of the most popular choppers in my name zone. Throwing it up in the air, taking it back. We WWD if you can't keep up, you're the same, huh? My alien knowledge be making other astronomers walk like as ancient as the discovery of paleontology. So play me and I'ma be shining on them haters. I'm finna be using it as energy. Watch your radio and I'ma be like a helicopter when the words fly. Entire families all the way down to your girl die. If I get you fucking with the most intricate lyricists, don't even try to stop us cause we choppers them worldwide. And I'm
light years ahead of my peers. Won't stop, you can come bring it right here. Can't stop me, don't come around me. Bow down, I was crowned when they found me.
When I'ma stop at my dude, and when I'ma cock it and pop it, and when I'ma drop at my dude, inevitably is that I'ma be the most incredible dude to ever spit on the record and put it together, my dude. And in the age, what in the world are you proving when you already the best, and what the hell is you doing? Well, I'ma be chopping and cutting and breaking and beating and shaking and fucking everything until I make no further mistaking and busting everything up like a fucking nigga. You're making and shutting everything, especially the ones who be hitting, they loving everything until I got them southern and stupid. You hear him now? Please, why you gotta try? We already know that you be the nicest, and now I'ma come and kill him, get him, hit him, and finish him, and bang him in the head and diminish him, and then I'll hit him and give him a minimum. Coming to killing them. Diddy gotta be drilling them. Nigga, they gotta be filling them. Spitting lithium, see the way a nigga be spilling them and getting them stupid to the point where there's no forgiving them. Hoping you're listening and you're paying attention and you're witnessing the way that I be cushioning in the mic and getting in the zone. I be flattening and packing and people from the front to the back and then got me acting a fool and blacking. Nigga, now I'm home.
I'm light years ahead of my peers. Won't stop, you can come bring it right here. Can't stop me, don't come around me. Bow down, I was crowned when they found me. Chopping them, call me Michael Frighten to my vicinity. The way you be killing them with rhythm. If you're illegitimate, the killer will finish any inner predicament. And the enemies in the vicinity, I got a man cause they know they never can give on me. Whenever they mention me, the history of a lyrical criminal. More dead than the chemical, check my resume. They said that you're gonna fit
me. I got a venom, you can feel me. They get up in your brain and bring it a pain. They often wanna kill me, filling them with their fury. Get up and hurry, you can feel the rhythm coming up with the shit. I'm having a fit and you would never feel me. I put you when I'm on top of you. Work out the drop and you been popping. I'll be hitting them with a bullet to the brain. You can look into the eyes, wake you breathing. You're feeling and dreaming to find a demon name and saying I'm a worldwide.
Wanna die, impress you.
postal. Fuck going global if it means I need to be in reach of my host or my post to show you my pain. My vocal evoking the rain. They criticize and minimize all my hope in this game. We ain't the same and that's okay until you start to push me. The Ruger through your medulla proof when you lose his pussy. The way I walk and how I talk resonates with a few. I'm supposed to be social, but I'm making the news. Mama, you lied, you said if I tried, they let me inside. They tested my pride, and that's gonna give me some time. You said they love me, but they grudge me and turn me away. It's getting ugly, seems like nothing is working my way. It's gonna hurt me to stay, but it's worth it, okay. So if it's games we gon' play, then we playin' today. Pooin' in the chamber, give the barrel a spin. This is your only shot, now I dare you to win.
There is only one Snow White, the product. Only one me. Okay. There can only be one number one.
Yeah.
And if that's me,
yeah.
You must be number two.
I walk around like I don't care. Girls, calm your nerves. Holla, y'all gon' stare. Cause of all the shit you heard, I'm the hardest in the game. And I got the hardest rhyme. Give a fuck who you with and where you hide. You can call it what you want, but I'm stunting on these chickens. Cause I come from where the sun set, where they hit switches. It's a given that I'm getting where I'm going in a minute. They asking for an encore. I ain't even finished. If you with it, you can call it what you want, except cheat. Cause I'm the reason most these rappers out here losing sleep. You can fuss, fight, talk, scream, hate, and lie. But you know that you ain't never touching mine. And as long as I'm alive, I'ma be a step ahead. And even if I die, I'd still be better than you dead. And I swear that you's a mess. Copying my flow, right? I declare you a cheap imitation of Snow White.
Oh, I'm sorry, does that bother you?
And I be riding clean, swag mean, fresh clothes, wrist froze, and I'm young.
Oh, I'm sorry, does that bother you?
And I just walked in nonchalant about you hating assholes in the club.
I'm sorry, does that bother you?
I ain't even tripping when you hatin'. You can nag, drop shit, and fuss.
Oh, I'm sorry, does that bother you?
Cause at the end of the day, I know you pissed off. Cause I ain't never gave a fuck.
Like Snow said, homie, we got some rappers losing sleep. We're so unique, we got the world bowing to our feet. Make you do a fabulous, cause when I spit, you can't freeze. It's a lyrical murder, ain't no time for you to speak. Cause you's a hater, boy, and I'ma stop it to the beat. Catch us in the building, bitch, I want your ass to try me. You gon' need a lot more than just syllables rhyming. I'm the prince of the fuck, ain't no standing beside me. I'm a monster in this game and you softer than Barney. Hold up, be tripping if you thinking you can harm me. Sold up, I got the strength for my soldiers beside me. Born with the gift of connecting with people like Ivy. I ain't hating on your homies, see you getting your money. But the style you bring to the table, man, that shit sounds funny. That ain't hip-hop, though. You ain't talking by nothing. You need to step your game up and make your lyrics.
Oh, I'm sorry, does that bother you?
And I be riding clean, swag mean, fresh clothes, rich pros. And I'm young.
Oh, I'm sorry, does that bother you?
Think I just walked in nonchalant about you hating assholes in the club.
I'm sorry, does that bother you?
And I ain't even tripping when you hating. question, you can nag, talk shit, and fuss.
Oh, I'm sorry, does that bother you?
Cause at the end of the day, I know you pissed off, cause I ain't never gave a fuck.
Man, this shit ridiculous, and serious, this is frivolous. And spectators be hating on, so will you be diligent? I'm about to get belligerent, quit acting like you innocent. Stepping up to the killer, man, I really hurt your feelings. There's no question that you're feeling me, but would you waste your time? Is it because that your main chick is wishing she was mine? Should I address you in the line? Why you acting like you blind? You see that I'm balling hard like a Kobe in the wild. She telling me I'm fine. I'm like, shit, man, I know. I know some rolling with the product and I'm killing it with snow.
What up,
though? Even need head soap, cause they Bible while I'm wrecking. Evidently neglected by these lanes that be flexing. Shit is about to get hectic cause we taking over steady. And only tracks we dealing, chop them up like a fed. Man, we in the game headed, so they gotta give us credit. Hey, the world is my stage, so I gotta stay ready.
Oh, I'm sorry, does that bother you? Should I be riding clean, swag mean, fresh clothes, wrist froze, and I'm young.
Oh, I'm sorry, does that bother you?
Should I just walked in, nonchalant, about you hating assholes in the club.
I'm sorry, does that bother you?
And I ain't even tripping when you hating. You can nag, talk shit, and fuss.
Oh, I'm sorry, does that bother you?
Cause at the end of the day, I know you pissed off, cause I ain't never gave a fuck.
And we are back. And I'd like to take this time to, of course, you know, send our thoughts to, of course, Dave Brocky, a.k.a. Odorous, frontman, one of the dopest motherfuckers I've ever had the pleasure of having up on Juggalo Rider Radio family. For those who do not know, Dave Brocky passed away on the 23rd, yesterday. And it sucks because, you know, he's a talented, gifted motherfucker. You know, he brought so much. He fucking, you know, he brought metal to another level. You know, he did things in that, you know, most bands wouldn't fucking do. So that was to that motherfucker, Odorous, rest in peace, brother. You're definitely a good homie of Juggalo Rider Radio, and you will truly be missed. And with that being said, Friday night, Juggalo Rider Radio is going to be nothing but GWAR. So, which means we will be playing nothing but GWAR. And I mean absolutely nothing. So if you call in, looking to request ICP, or Twisted, or anything psychopathic, strange, whatever, Friday night you're not getting it. So you better come, you better bring your A game and bring a fucking track of GWAR that you want to hear. Now, let's see what to play. You know, I think in honor of him, I got the perfect track to play. It's by Twisted. And I know a lot of motherfuckers should know this track. If you don't, I don't want to tell you. But here we go. This is Twisted. All of the above.
We loved him as a brother, and as a father, and as a son. From his parents and from his older brothers and sisters, he received an inspiration which he passed on to all of us. He gave us strength in time of trouble, wisdom in time of uncertainty, and sharing in time of happiness. He will always be by our side.
The times when they visit, I wonder can they hear me? I'm scratching at the box and screaming out quite clearly. I'm so lonely, my one and only probably took another. That means new daddy is same mother for my baby. Before they grown ladies, I hope they remember me when they old ladies with they own baby. Carry my memory until it fades away. My mother came to visit me yesterday on my birthday. She laid a single rose on my headstone and said it ain't been easy trying to get along since you passed on. I hear it, mama, it's been real turmoil. I've been scratching all month trying to hit top school.
and I can see it when he visits me. But I'm a father of the crowd now, family to the earth and the sorry, then I'm gone now. Sorry. Kiss your mother on the cheek and tell her I understand why she still don't speak. Even though I'm in this coffin, I get haunted by the streets and the sounds of bloody murder on the night that I freaked out. Now it's peace out, cause I pulled the piece out, put it in my mouth and blew my motherfucking teeth out. I reached out, but nobody reached back, and no, it's not an excuse, but it's the reason that I'm trapped. Exactly like the life that I was trying to lead.
Shit, listen to me out loud. Hear them praying for me. I'm so lonely. Love to honor them. Shit, listen to me out loud. Hear them praying for me. I'm so lonely. Love to honor them.
You know I
can
see a grown man cry. Sometimes my homie stop by and smoke a joint to get behind. They can only know I hear it when they call. Hear them when they talk and scream for them to stay. Every time they get ready to take off. Peace, y'all, bring a shovel next time, cause it's cold down here and this dirt is a thick line between life and death. It appears I have nothing left but the curse to never forget, just like a ghost in transit.
I watch them move like bandits when they rob my corpse, and then they knock me on the porch as a present for this divorce. And then we're back in the black bag on the gurney and some more in a flat slab, hoping the journey will bring me home. And if that's sad, then I won't say no more. And let's think about me every time you hear this flow. They put me back in my coffin and they lowered me down. And ever since then it seems like nobody has come around.
Shit, listen to me out loud. Hear them praying for me. I'm so lonely. Love to honor them.
Shit,
listen to me out loud. Hear them praying for me. I'm so lonely. Love to honor them. Shit, listen to me out loud. Hear them praying for me. I'm so lonely. Love to honor them. Shit, listen to me out loud. Hear them praying for me. I'm so lonely. Love to honor them.
Up next, ICP, Pass Me By.
Does this excite you? Think about it. Does it not stagger the imagination? No builder on earth can conceive any structure to compare to the mansions above. Won't that be something when you go to live in your old mansion? There'll be no concern about paying for it. It's already taken care of. There'll be no worry of being moved out of it. It will be yours forever.
I got shot. Ah, the murder was heinous. The bullet. Cheese.
sweat, that's my balls off. I'm headed up to the show. I'm gonna see Jimi Hendrix, Selena, and ADE. Elvis tried to open up but got pissed off. We got pissed off because he sounded like butt. There's no fight. It's a perfect match. Hillbillies in the crowd trying to cabbage patch. And to think, I've always been afraid to die, but I ain't never going back to wonder why.
Think about it. Does it not stagger the imagination? No builder on earth can conceive any structure to compare to the mansions above.
Did you ever bring your finger around something? Hey, well, picture this. You're not burning that way. And a Roman candle sticking in your butthole. That's where the green snake motherfuckers go.
Everybody cool, my
my motherfucking self. I drink like a motherfucker, fuck my motherfucking health. I'm just playing the fucking cards, I was motherfucking dealt. Get a bitch on the knees and beat her ass with my fucking belt. I lean to the dark, nigga, I hate the fucking light. I'd rather do Satan's bid, fuck doing fucking right. Will I chop this kid's hair, nigga, I just fucking might. Hook up with Al-Qaeda, bomb every fucking house in sight. I make your neighborhood resemble Iraq, nigga. My heart's empty like the joke you fucking crack, nigga. Nigga, I got no conscience, I scare my bitch ass mother. But fuck her, I never trust her, I never motherfucking loved her. Hoes just help clean my shit, they a human feather duster. Nigga, I'm never optimistic, I'm openly misogynistic. Let evil come to your heart, Satan will fill your heart with it. Hope when I get my grave, someone will pay the visit. When you look at my face, behold the evil in my eyes. My father's known as the motherfucking father of lies. It's the broken symbol of the fucking God I despise. To my enemies, I be the fucking cause of his demise. When you look at my face, behold the evil in my eyes. My father's known as the motherfucking father of lies. Invert the symbol of the fucking God I fucking despise. To my enemies, I be the fucking cause of his demise. I hate niggas since niggas like to fucking hate me. Stanley acting Lucifer, about the hell that await me. Commit suicide since I hate my life greatly. Overdosing on painkillers is a thought I've had lately. Speaking of that, live my favorite wrestlers die this way. If I kill someone with me, I die with nothing but pride this way. I'm so dope, cause Satan made me this motherfucking way. In thousands, you better pay me this motherfucking way. Like a bitch, motherfucking bitch, shame me this fucking way. To death, you hoe bitches hate me this motherfucking way. They say God is good, but nigga, who trusts God now? Bitch, fuck you church, I turn your cross upside down. My heart got holes equivalent to weed in the gram. Only God knows what's in the man, but I bow to pentagram. I like making friends with other twisted individuals. Cut niggas up for the satanic rituals. When you look at my face, behold the evil in my eyes. My father's known as the motherfucking father alive. Invert the symbol of the fucking God I fucking despise. To my enemies, I be the fucking cause of his demise. When you look at my face, behold the evil in my eyes. My father's known as the motherfucking father alive. Invert the symbol of the fucking God I fucking despise. To my enemies, I be the fucking cause of his demise. Heaven to me is making you motherfuckers feel pain. Fuck a sunny day, I like it whenever it fucking rains. I'm an evil ass nigga, simple and plain. I'm the reason all your fucking homies is being found slain. Come to a bitch dying, I'm motherfucking insane. Bitch, you wanna fucking die, this ain't no motherfucking game. Bitch, I'll make it clear, if you're not dick sucking, you shot to death. And your fucking body's being baked in the oven. Fuck a homie nigga, there's nobody I be trusting. When the bullets fly, I better be ready to do something. Nigga, we fucking satanic, it's 666 forever. Shut up, bitch, before I glue your fucking lips together. I show no mercy to anyone who wanna be scorners. Cause beneath my grass is more niggas than motherfucking ghetto corners. I hate you, God, I let Satan possess my body and soul, literally. Maybe I'll go back to God when I'm facing the death penalty. When you look at my face, behold the evil in my eyes. My father's known as the motherfucking father of lies. Invert the symbol of the fucking God I fucking despise. To my enemies, I be the fucking cause of your demise. When you look at my face, behold the evil in my eyes. My father's known as the motherfucking father of lies. Invert the symbol of the fucking God I fucking despise. To my enemies, I be the fucking cause of your demise. When you look at my face, behold the evil in my eyes. My father's known as the motherfucking father alive. Invert the symbol of the fucking God I fucking despise. To my enemies, I be the fucking cause of your demise.
And we're back. What up, ghetto?
Sup? Havoc.
Not much. I uploaded a couple tracks, especially for you.
Yeah, I don't want to hear them. And the rest of the world don't want to hear them either.
Well, you know, since you mentioned you've never heard a Gwar track before.
I mean, I've heard them. I don't know them, though.
Okay.
I couldn't sing you a whole song or anything.
Yeah, I uploaded 2 tracks. I just got to refresh the soundboard so that way they're officially uploaded. One is One with the View and Preschool Prostitute.
So how did that dude die exactly?
They don't know yet.
Didn't somebody else in that group die too?
Yeah, actually, there was actually a member that actually died a while back.
Yeah, when they were going to Canada or some shit.
Yep. I believe, trying to think of who it was. Yeah,
I don't know. It's hard to believe whenever you see somebody dies on the internet because, you know, usually it's fake.
Yeah, sometimes.
Like people thought Big B was dead, but he's not, clearly. Still here years later.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that was the first thing that was all over Facebook today. Everywhere. I was like, I wonder if this is even true.
Yeah, nope, it's definitely true though, man.
But apparently, Violent J was talking on that. He was talking about they were going to go on tour with Gwar, actually.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So that would have been interesting.
Hell yeah.
like how they were on tour with Mushroomhead, but then as soon as they were coming to our date, they broke up.
Yeah, true.
But then they got back together, you know, for everything else.
Oh, yeah. I uploaded that Alcatraz track into the soundboard.
I thought that's what we were just listening to.
No, that was one of the old shit. I have his new track up on the soundboard that he did.
Hey, he the one that did a song on the Razor Ramon song?
Yep. And he just did a track off of Voices from Randy Orton.
Oh, no.
So what do you say we go into it real quick? So here we go, Alcatraz, I Hear Voices.
These beats be
a shit show, wanna cut off your tits, though, bitch ho, don't understand me, I say the shit slower, though, I'm crazy, motherfuckers underestimate me, until my motherfucking gun come off safety, Alcatraz up this bitch, doing anything possible, fuck with niggas like me, it's not logical, lick up the blood stains after I cut brains, or crazy after I put up your ass too much cans, I can't hold that ass like Orton, but I'm no viper, I'm a sniper, who getting hyper, and I don't like it, I'm no hero, I come from the motherfucking streets, yo. Splitting my wrist than the motherfucking emo. Why'd I shoot that bitch? The voices told me to go do it. Why did I fire my gun? The voices told me to go use it. These voices pleasurable like some motherfucking good music. Coming after crazy niggas like me is fucking stupid. The voices keep me company when nobody else will. Although they tell me to kill, they also help a nigga chill. Wanna kidnap you with a motherfucking sawed off, I'ma take your drawers off to saw your fucking balls off and watch the motherfucking blood spill everywhere. It might not be fair, but motherfuckers know I don't care. I'm a narcissist who never got released from the bin. Be at home mixing meat with a dead nigga sin. Fuck God, you know I live a life of sin. Life ain't shit, I have no compassion for other men. I stay drunk, fuck the bride.
ride seat and fuck society. Bitches ain't shit, all they do is lie to me. Earring finger, we'll make a tasty French fry to me. I'm a real psycho, some niggas only try to be the sound of bitches gargling blood is really erotic. You made me this way, it ain't my fault, damn psychotic, Yeah, motherfuckers, Alice of Darkness is dropping in 2014. Get ready, nigga.
And we are back.
Shout out to the cameraman on Total Divas that just did a close-up of Nikki Bella's titties. Just straight up zoomed in on them.
Oh, bud.
They hire some quite perverted cameramen when working for the WWE.
Yeah, they do.
Because all these damn pictures always show up on the internet later on after an event or something like shit we would never see on TV.
It's true. We really do.
So I wonder how the hell that diva match is actually going to work. Is that going to be a battle royal, or are they all just going to wrestle?
I don't know.
Because that's the last thing we need is two battle royals at one pay-per-view.
I really don't know how this could work. It doesn't even say here like what it's going to be.
Gee, they brought Vicky Guerrero out just to be an offensive bitch.
Yeah, right?
I thought this was PG, Vicky.
It was, until Vicky got a hold of it. I mean, come on. Like, she just fucking flat out calls fucking AJ a straight-up bitch. Like, what the fuck? That's not very PG.
The hell is... Is this cop yelling at him because she was just humping her in the streets?
Probably.
He must be gay.
He must be gay. What the fuck?
Because the Cameron chick was just humping Natalya out in the street. And then he came up screaming at him.
Yeah, but I didn't even, because it was on. So now I'm watching the beginning of it.
Yeah, this is the first episode. I didn't even watch this. But for some reason, it's on USA right now.
Well, that explains why. Look at the season premiere.
But I did watch the other episode last night because there's nothing else on, and I came to the conclusion that I hate this show. Although I like how Summer Rae is, though, man, so that's fine.
Yeah. It's great that she's in it now.
Hell, man, she got put on this show. She gets a title match. Shit. It's moving right on up her.
Yeah, right.
And Paige can't even make it to the main roster.
Yeah. Emma's getting a fucking title shot.
Yeah, how the hell does that work? Her and Eva Marie, what the fuck?
I mean, granted, I think Emma's, you know, a better wrestler than Eva Marie.
I mean, they even put Oksana in there. What the hell?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, I don't really think you want more people coming out looking like pirates.
What? Oh, that's right, because she did that to her. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, she doesn't look like a pirate.
No, she doesn't.
But I like how they brought Layla back.
Yeah, just in time.
Where the hell has she been at?
I don't know.
She's just been sitting backstage.
Yeah, probably. My name is Summer A.
I wonder why they keep doing this whole casket thing, man. Like, we're not supposed to know that the Undertaker goes underneath the casket. Because whenever they zoomed in on the ring, like right there, you saw him pretty much going under the ring.
Yeah, right.
And then they open it and he's not in there. Uh-oh. I thought he was going to come out on the other side of the ring, but no.
I thought he was going to come up through the fucking ring.
But then, like, he was just laying in the casket. I guess he didn't realize the camera was actually still on him. And then he sat up.
Yeah, right. Well, on a good note, I'll have my forceful entry tomorrow.
What's that? You're going to fuck a bitch in the ass?
Oh, bad WWE forcible entry.
He said forcible entry.
Yeah, man, I'll have that tomorrow. That's a definite. Oh, look, I'll even have the fucking Tope Nuts soundtrack tomorrow.
Got all the wrestling music for WrestleMania.
Yeah, right? I don't know about Aggression, because Aggression, they come with a fucking tracking number.
Well, that's going to be a bitch.
But WWE Originals is coming out of Cali, so I'll have that within a couple days. Man, like, what the fuck is smart mail? Like, what the fuck is that supposed to be?
The other option, opposed to dumb mail.
Well, gee, thanks for that one.
I don't fucking know. The same reason that first class mail is cheaper than priority mail.
Yeah, because the person who said shipped out fucking WWF Music Volume 4 shipped it out through fucking smart mail.
I don't know. Never heard of it.
I've never heard of it either. Yeah, you fucking redheaded dumb bitch.
Yeah, the next episode of that shit, man, it's all about her provocative photos that were on the internet.
Sweet. See, Naomi, no fucking eye patch. Now she has an eye patch.
Oh, look at that, man. The Divas are at some Comic-Con or some shit.
Haven't been talking to John. Mm. I've been staying at my mom's condo in San Diego. Interesting. Seeing him all the time makes it very difficult to try to get through this. It's funny how, like, all the Divas got together, like, did you hear about Evil? Did you hear about Evil? She's a bombshell. She's WWE's Jessica Rabbit. Of course, Jonathan. This is funny. Down after knowing her
Look at all these little kids get to meet the Bella Twins.
Lucky bitches.
Oh, they're at Wizard World is where they're at.
Ah. Makes sense. Damn it, Nikki, stop getting all fucking freaky about the fact that, you know, everyone's engaged except for you. Or married except for you.
Man, what are you talking about, man? She was bitching and complaining that she didn't have sex for 2 days. But I think it's funny as hell, though. She got super kicked in the face by Tamina and she lost her tooth.
Yeah, right?
I was kind of wondering why that match ended so abruptly.
Now we know,
kicked in the mouth, and then she was holding her mouth, and then, you know, hit the Shining Wizard, and it was over. I was like, what the fuck? Well, there you go. That's what happened.
I don't know, but actually, I'm guessing that they must have given her, like, a fake tooth then, because we haven't even noticed it.
That's because you can't even see where it's at, man. It's, like, not right in front of the mouth. It's, like, off to the side.
Yeah, right?
But she kept complaining about it. Like, I look ugly. I don't want them to see it. You can't even fucking see it. Holy shit, dude. Like, her whole fucking room is a closet.
Who, fucking Nikki?
No, Eva Marie.
Oh, fuck.
What her whole fucking her whole fucking wall from one end of the room to the other end is a fucking, you know, rod thing to hang up clothes. Like, holy fuck, man.
Dude, did they just show Emma in this shit?
That was another thing, man. Somebody made a joke about, Dean Ambrose was on here.
Why the fuck was he on here?
He's like, why am I on Total Divas? Oh, yeah, that's right. Free food. Because he was just standing around. He was eating the catering or whatever.
The fuck? Great, now they enter fucking Brie mode. I don't know, the chick that plays Cameron, her boyfriend Vinny's is absolutely retarded.
Okay.
You know that fucking bald white dude?
Jeez, you must be right at the park that I was talking about, like, 15 minutes ago.
Probably.
Oh, that was her boyfriend. I didn't realize who that guy was. I just thought some random guy in the bar.
Yeah, that's her boyfriend. You know what? For all the little kids and all Juggalo chat, I have a special track for y'all. And this is very, very special just for each and every one of you. This is Preschool Prostitute.
Preschool Prostitute. preschool prostitutes up in all Douglas chat.
Yay for the young people group.
But how about the fact some dumbass fucking super glued fucking razors on fucking monkey bars at some park in fucking I don't even know what state this was. I don't know. But, yeah, fucking the fucking kids are using the fucking playground or the shit. And, yeah, they're starting to get the fucking cut because of the razors.
Well, obviously.
Just fucking nuts.
Yeah, people like to vandalize parks. I don't understand.
Yeah, and wish these fucking 14-year-olds would start fucking doing the damn homework. Dalton Suicide Silence Gunter. Or Gunter. I'm a normal 14-year-old trying to rewind his life after a hard 3-year relationship ended. So can I get some ideas on how to straighten my life out? Or at least a whoop whoop for a young ninja, please. Nigga, you're 14.
I got an important thing for you. Get the fuck off of the internet.
Yes.
That'll save your life.
It's true. Damn it. Apparently now I'm the Avatar.
You're the Avatar?
Yeah.
The little blue thing?
Hey. You're a Pokemon trainer.
I am not a Pokemon trainer.
Yes, you are. It's birthday game. According to your birthday, which you're January, you are a Pokemon trainer.
What was the name of that Pokemon? Lickitung or some shit. I choose you. Havoc, get out there.
Havoc returns the Pokeball. Fuck you.
You wish that would happen.
Yeah, and apparently I'm an avatar, as in, you know, the fucking thing from the cartoon.
Yeah, the little blue thing.
There was a blue.
We're not talking about the Avatar movie and blue people.
No, man, I'm talking about the cartoon.
The fuck is that?
Now I'm wishing I was born in fucking February, because then I'd be a Saiyan.
Yeah, we all know that's not happening.
Shit, better than. Well, I'm guessing. I have a feeling fucking Naomi was born in fucking July.
Why is that?
Damn it, she was born in November. Because, according to your birthday, you're in for July, you're a pirate.
She hasn't always been a pirate, though.
Okay, fine. She's Hideyoshi. Where the fuck that is supposed to be? No. Apparently some Japanese warrior.
And you didn't know that? What the hell, man? You're off your game tonight.
Yeah. When was AJ born? Let's find out what the fuck she'd be. Born in March. She's a ninja.
She really is a ninja.
Yeah. This is funny, because this shit goes in order. January, Pokemon trainer. February, Saiyan. March, ninja. April, exorcist. May, titan. June, demon. July, pirate. August, vampire. September, gamer. October, avatar. November, Hideyoshi. And December, Yandere.
Why would you be a vampire in August?
I don't know. Makes no sense.
I don't know. None of these fucking things make sense. And here you are, always posting on my wall and shit.
Oh, yeah. By the way, did you check that video that I posted to your wall?
Man, I've already seen that video of that girl sticking her ass on the fence.
Yeah.
see him, but his face is everywhere. He's been in all of your friends. Yeah.
Is it a little weird to have you to have John here? After, you know, he told you straight up he ain't marrying you and he doesn't want to have your kids.
Yeah, really, like, move on.
Yeah. What's even worse is the fact that half the little kids that keep going up to fucking Nikki and Bree are wearing fucking John Cena shirts.
Oh, no shit.
Well, you're at work. Put the fucking dick aside and just do your job. Take your tits out.
That's not her job.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's Eva Marie's job.
I guess.
Well, I mean, you know, she looks like she's a fucking stripper.
It's funny you say that, man. They showed that preview for that next episode. And Dahlia said, you're almost a stripper, the Summer Rae.
Yeah. And Summer Rae slapped her.
But the sad thing about Eva Marie is she's a gold digger. Because she was talking about going to Afghanistan or some shit or whatever the hell it is. She's talking about, I get to ride on the jet. I get to do this and that and hang out with Vince.
And making it look like no one lives here but me.
It's a lie. A lie is a lie is a lie is a lie.
Where are the rest of your shoes?
Well, at least you know Eva's faker than fake from this fucking episode because of the fact she kept clearing out her fucking husband's stuff so that way, you know, her parents wouldn't find out that she's married.
You saw how, like, devastated everybody was. Yeah,
you got engaged. That's ridiculous.
Now I'm married, so you think that's going to make everything better?
Okay.
Are you crazy?
I feel extremely bad.
Damn it, bitch. Shut up. You know what, we did a fucking trip that we get fucking Eva Marie to shut up.
Man, why is it that Eva Marie looks hot whenever it's actually playing, but like, then they go to the cut to a scene where they're talking behind that background and shit, and she looks like a fucking drag queen or something.
I don't know. But you know what track would be perfect for this? Entire fucking show.
And what's this?
We get up to it. Cycle stick, because boobs.
Squish them boobs all up on me.
Boobs.
And we're back. Man. It's just funny how they were just making fun of fucking Summer Rae.
That's what they always do.
Well, yeah. But, you know, now we can see it even more. All these dumb fucks and all the rules set. This one dude trying to be a fucking crip. Hey, what out there hating on me or my fam? Get out all over before I hack you. Yay! What is it, thugs?
Oh, wow.
Like, seriously? Gonna break Timo Fogelby. You're not a gangster. You're not a gang member. Shit, you were born in 97, for Pete's sake.
Shit.
Bud. But it's dumb folks like that, you know, that make people think that we're a gang.
Yeah, those small children that say shit.
Damn kids.
Yeah.
Man, what's even funny is the fact this kid's not even a fucking low. Because I'm looking at his fucking page, he got pictures that someone said, I had that same hat, got lifted on me though. Fucking dude responds, I found it in an abandoned crack house, so I took it.
Wow. Aren't you glad you took a crackhead's hat?
Yeah, right.
Probably covered in crack and all that shit. Who knows what the hell's on
probably
that
probably is.
Hat. And why would you be in that place anyway?
Yeah, right. I'm saying before he's got a picture of the gathering from 2008. Man, I bet you he wasn't even part of that shit.
Well,
I mean, come on. Really? You were like 11. I definitely like that you were over there.
Maybe they were.
In their minds.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Tomahawk began. Whatever the fucking name is. Crown Royal or Jack Daniels or Hennessy? Canada versus America. Fuck you. Ireland wins. Fatality.
That'll really stir the pot.
I mean, he said Canada versus America, so shit, I'll throw Ireland up into that bitch.
We'd kill your ass.
Great, now you can have everybody jump in there with that bullshit. No, this person. No, these people.
You know, I don't understand like why it is chicks can't just call themselves a juggalette. They have to call themselves Lowe's.
Because they like to make it seem like it's important. They like to take a stand, if you will. I am a juggalo. I don't like to be labeled a juggalette. Though you're whores.
Hey, well, you know, the dude fucking responded. He goes, this ain't Mortal Kombat.
Brutality. Aminality. No, what you really should perform in there is a babality.
Yeah.
Turn them into babies.
Man, they already do that already.
That should be the photo in there. It should say, like, all juggalos chat and then have, like, babies. Babality.
Yes. Haley Wilkinson, to everyone who does see my post, please like my page and promote it on yours.
No.
I have to have 100 likes on my page in 2 weeks from today in order to keep my page. And by the way, it will be worth it because I have some badass ninja shit up that I'll be posting on my age.
I wonder if a person realizes that pages don't just get deleted.
Probably not.
They kind of have to go away when you want them to go away.
Yeah, right? Yeah, just because you ain't got 100 likes means your shit's going to get deleted?
Yeah, okay.
Whatever, let them think that.
Sound good. All these fucking retards in that damn group. It's funny because, you know, we got our Juggalo Rider radio page. We got, you know, the Netting Game page. But none of these motherfuckers coming out here and start talking.
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
And our shit's on fucking public. It's open. You can join. You can chat. Man, unless our page offends people because of the fact of, you know, what it has up on top for the description.
Come on, how could that offend people?
Well, let's see. No promotion of Hobson, Joker, or Razor Blade Real. Only good artists allowed. Oh, and one thing. Anyone post a stupid smash or pass status in here, you will be banned, no warning.
But look at it like this, man. Ain't nobody post that anywhere lately. So, we're good.
That's true. All right, y'all, come have some fun. 18-plus chat for all you wicked clowns out there. Come show some love and have some fun. WickedClownsForLife.com. This shit's probably fucking bullshit.
My personal favorite is all these little kids in a group, and then somebody posts up another group and talk about Juggalos 18 plus. Like, nigga, don't you know you're just gonna get the same damn people in it?
Yeah, right. It's even funny how, like, the fucking options here says, I am here for, and these are the options, dating, get some cotton candy, get some D, for the fam, whoop whoop, just to be fucking squishy, for the fucking, for the fucking fun of it. The voices told me, the voices told me, head this way. To find fuckers as crazy as me. But this is the best one. These are the next best ones, man. Fucking, I was born a wicked fucking clown. You figure it out. I tripped over my cock, and this is where I landed.
So.
Oh, man. I'm stalking a bitch. I got too fucked up and found out I signed up.
Mainly click on I'm stalking a bitch.
Oh, man. But the best option out of that entire shit is I tripped on my own dick and landed here. But shit, you know what? I'll sign up as long as I don't fucking get listeners.
Man, ain't gonna do nothing.
Probably not.
Just like Juggalo book, huh? That worked, huh?
Yeah. It's just like fucking Facebook. I just like things.
God damn it.
Let's see. I'm gonna click a few things. I clicked for fam. Get some cotton candy. This line fuckers as crazy as me. I was born a wicked clown. I tripped over my cock and this is where I landed. And then I'm stalking a bitch.
Quit stalking people, Evic. What did the police tell you about that?
Not get caught.
Wow.
Do you hereby sell your wicked soul to the Rev Squishy?
No.
To do with as he may, yea or nay.
No. Fucking weirdo.
Wait, can I ask you for naked pics? The fuck?
What the fuck?
Yeah, right?
Say yes.
I said yes. The fuck? But can I ask you for naked pics? What the fuck? I hate this capture bullshit. Join. Motherfucker, I just got the form properly. What am I fucking missing here, bitch? Oh, stupid capture bullshit. W-B-E-A-E. E-I-E-I-O. Join. Motherfucker, I'm gonna stab you. Like, come on, really? This is absolute bullshit. DBZFTN. Booker, let me in. Well, I guess we'll get Chris Dunn won't be welcome here. No child porn or posting anything illegal.
But you just asked for naked photos.
Yeah, I know, right? Never mind, he'd fit in perfectly here. There's a shitload of children up on here.
Oh, what the fuck? I really hate the internet.
I do too.
I used to like the internet.
Yeah, then the fucking kids got up on there.
Yeah. No, it's don't hit on the children. Well, why the hell is there children on here?
Yeah, right. I mean, come on. Your fucking head. Why the fuck are there kids on the internet? Why aren't they doing their homework?
Yeah, when they said research, this is not what they meant.
Yeah. Hannah Langley, me and my homegirl, we're both single, looking. Can we get a whoop whoop?
No, go fuck yourself.
Shit, you're probably a fucking teen mom. Go away.
How are they a teen mom if they're single?
I don't know. Yeah, I bet you ugly. You ain't getting a whoop whoop or anything from me. Your homegirl, on the other hand, she looks better than you do, so she might get some. Kayla Pitton went from pushing 300 down to this. Hell yeah, sorry that my hair is so screwed and I have my glasses on, but I'm so proud. Who gives a fuck? Oh, wait, here we go. I'm in Facebook jail. You add me if you want.
No.
Add me, I'm in Facebook jail.
Good, you deserve to be there.
Yes. Yes, they do. Tarek Twisted Thorpe. I'm single, add me and hit me up. No.
God damn it. I'm not singled out, god damn it.
Bobby Moore, add me.
No.
Rick Lee Clawson. I'm committing myself to the hospital to... too depressed over my children, and I want to fucking feel better about myself, so I'll talk to you later when I get the fuck out. Bye.
Someone screaming for attention.
Yep. Candace Campbell, I haven't been on here in a while, just wanted to show some wicked love. Can I get a whoop whoop? No.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Like, no, fuck. Okay, you got some big teeth, so yeah, you get a whoop-whoop from me.
Yeah, don't you know we're only here to add bitches with their fucking titties hanging out? Come on, now.
Oh, she looks good, and she got some big titties, so I guess she's in the run. She get a whoop-whoop from me. As long as she shows me them titties.
See, Havoc, this is what people are talking about. They don't want perverts like you all over the groups.
What? Why the fuck is, what the hell was his name? Oh, yeah. Fucking Chris Penland. In almost every single group.
He's a pedophile asking for fucking kids for their damn fucking...
Because people side with him, they don't side with the... Everybody calling him a pedophile. He's family. Okay, Havoc, that is what's going on there.
Well...
Not everybody believes that he's a pedophile.
You know, even though there's fucking proof of him being a pedophile.
Again, people don't believe.
I noticed. Let's see if we can find some fucking decent looking lists on this fucking page.
Nope.
I doubt it, but we'll try.
So, I found out where Tiny Toons went.
Where the fuck did she go?
Her phone's broken.
So, her thing got deleted?
No, she said she deactivated her Facebook. She said she was going to bring it back, but her phone's broken. So I'm guessing that's her only way to get on the internet. So she's waiting for her phone to get fixed, I guess.
Guess so.
Because I had a message on my Reverb from 8 days ago. So I don't know. It's probably the worst way to get a hold of me.
Yeah, probably.
I don't ever check that shit. But yeah, that's what's going on with her. Her phone's broken, so that's why she can't call in or get on anything.
Well, damn. Damn it, there's no good looking chicks up on this fucking site either.
Speaking of which, do you know what her email is?
No.
Well, that doesn't help either.
I don't remember. I mean, I used to know it, I think.
You think?
Yeah, I think. That's where I am.
Wonder how he feels he had to lose the Hoonie Core.
Yeah, right. And Scooby-Doo.
Like, that's when I tuned in finally. Sin Cara jumping in the ring and Scooby-Doo. What the fuck? That's the only reason Sin Cara was there, to promote that DVD.
Yeah, how did you feel about that?
It's fucking pathetic.
But yeah, I don't know what to say about that.
I hope he doesn't bite anybody.
Fucking goddamn JBL. Hey, it's a dude in that fucking costume. How the hell is he going to bite somebody through that shit?
I don't know.
Like, that was just no. And then what the fuck was fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger thinking?
Do you got room for two more athletes?
Bitch, you ain't an athlete, you an actor. You would get killed in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, the fact that he actually wanted to, that he wanted to be a part of the fucking battle royal just to embarrass himself.
I thought the other guy was going to turn into a werewolf.
Man, there's a possibility he could have.
He's like, damn it, leave Suki alone.
Man.
I don't know, man. That dude used to be, like, bigger. What the fuck happened?
I don't know.
It's like on True Blood and all that, man. He looked a little bigger, but now he was on Raw. He looks like a small-ass dude.
Man, what about fucking one of Schwarzenegger?
He's just old.
Well, that's no excuse.
I don't even know why he was on Raw.
Yeah, and how many fucking fair wrestlers do you have?
Yeah, like some old.
And how many of them are your hero?
All of them.
Apparently.
Andre the Giant, he's my hero. Hulk Hogan, you're my hero.
Like, shut up. We don't give a fuck that they're your heroes. I mean, for fuck's sake. Don't know what the fuck they were thinking with that bullshit.
At least they had some good matches, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Even though one was a rematch.
Yeah. That's true.
It's funny they put the sheep mask on Cena.
Oh, man. Went to go out and comes back on, and he's wearing a sheet mask.
That's funny as hell.
Yeah, right?
He's like, it's his true face.
Oh, man.
So Bray Wyatt's going to fight the Big Show Friday, huh?
Yeah, I wonder how that's going to be.
That should be interesting.
Yeah, right?
Let's make it a little more interesting. They put him against fucking Eric Rowan. I mean, he's about the same size as the Big Show, almost.
Bray Wyatt, I don't know what the hell he's going to do.
Maybe the fucking lights will go out and he'll put the seat mask on Big Show, too.
That'd be pretty funny too.
I guess, see it now. It just might happen.
It should happen.
Yes. They went fucking Triple H's in the ring, lights go out, and they put a fucking sheet mask on him too.
Should get one of those masks and show up at Busta B's house.
Man, you probably fucking scare him to death.
Like, that'd be pretty fucking funny.
What you need to do, you need to grab a backpack as well before you go there.
bring a backpack and put that mask on.
He'll fucking think, he'll definitely think you're a foreigner with a fucking backpack.
And then just knock on his door.
Man, what the fuck would he do?
He come to the door, I'll be like, "Que pasa, Holmes?"
Man.
Which would be very interesting since he lives in the hood.
Yeah. That's true. How does somebody not like sex?
What?
I'm looking at this one chick fucking page up on this Wicked Clowns for Life thing. What the fuck do I want you to know about me? I don't like sex.
I call bullshit.
I'll come back to you tomorrow.
She's still not gonna like sex tomorrow.
Well, she probably will. This chick's probably a fucking bot, but I don't give a fuck. She got a nice ass.
People like you that let bots live.
Hey, she got nice titties too, so you just my liker.
Yeah,
that are going
you support robots. You.
Yeah. Either that or knowing you, you need to if I walk up there and, you know, try and knock on her nose.
What?
Exactly what
I don't
said.
Even know where the hell you were going with that.
Nah, babe, no, because she's got a fucking nose ring, like one of those fucking door knockers.
Like Miss Looney.
Yeah. Just fucking walk up to her, take the fucking ring and just start knocking on her nose.
Like, nose rings look stupid as fuck, no matter who you are.
Oh, yeah.
I just do not like nose rings.
I mean, the funny as all hell, you know, especially for the fact, you know, you can just fucking go up to someone and just start knocking on their nose. Like, hello? Anybody home?
Yeah, I'm sure nobody does that.
But if I saw Miss Looney, I'd do it.
Yeah, right, dude. You wouldn't be able to get that close.
Lucas Nelson, the women's championship is no longer exist.
Wow, somebody's behind.
Yeah, he goes, Triple H is going to take the title, Lesnar's going to break the streak, and new women's champion. Can't tell who, though.
Tamina.
Yep.
And it's bound to happen.
Yeah, it truly is. I was going to go for now, change off Total Divas. I put that shit on pause. You know, it's funny. Fucking Summer Rae went from being a fucking, like, that's how you said, a fucking ballet dancer to a fucking wrestler. Whereas Evo just can't do shit.
Yeah.
Like, the fuck?
No.
Am I good? No.
I feel bad that I walked out on Bree and Brian at their wedding registry. It was just a little too much with everything I've been going through, but I just need a apologize.
Yeah.
I don't understand why. Well, first of all, you're
not all about you, Nikki.
Yeah.
What? Your creep poisoning was eating salmon and catering. I mean, it's the biggest thing in the oceans right now. Anyways, you know, this is hard for me to say. So, whatever I'm going to say, it's like the timing has been, not that it's been bad, but I guess because of all your wedding talk is what made me voice my thoughts to John that didn't turn out how I would like. I mean, nothing's worse than hearing the man you love.
Nikki, I want to come with walk to you and just lift your fucking eyebrows off.
Tough kids. That stuff is tough. And
you don't know what?
I'm going to lift her eyebrows.
I know I bet you a lot.
Why? They're not fake.
What the way they look, what the way they are, look at the fucking drawn on.
I don't know, man. I don't know if those are fake or not.
Oh, that's the point of going up to her and licking them to see if they're real or not.
And it breaks my heart because all I want for my sister is happiness. Like, I have never felt more confused in my life. Do I leave the man I love or do I stay with him and sacrifice kids in marriage? Like, I have no idea.
Don't you know he just wants to have sex with porn stars?
Yeah.
No, I agree. It just sucks. Like, to know, like, that I would walk away from this guy because of marriage and kids, it just, life just doesn't seem right. You don't think you'll wake up one morning with regret. I don't even know.
Yeah, then all of a sudden, spoiler alert, John fucking proposes to Nikki. Because they decided to do a fucking spoiler alert on fucking Raw, like, what, like, last week?
So they're engaged, though?
I think so.
All of a sudden, I get a text message, and it just makes my heart beat so fast. I was planning to bring this San Diego.
Let's find out. Man, that show Sirens is absolutely retarded.
I don't know, it's kind of funny. Not as good as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, right? I mean,
you're not even letting me talk!
Hey, don't you mock Summer, you little bitch.
Hey. Goldust did it. Every time you play the fact that, you know, she goes, are you mocking me? Goldust, yes I am. Starts dancing around like an idiot.
I still want to know why he was mad about the match last week.
Yeah, right? Yeah, because, like, you won. Why are you mad? This makes no sense.
Prop 60. The goodness of orange juice was 60% less sugar. And no artificial sweeteners.
Fuck your orange juice with less sugar. Nobody cares.
Well, aren't you a dick?
Yes. But I think we're going to end it off here. I'm going to finish off fucking Total Divas and we'll pass out.
All right. Good night, homo.